Hey, Mark Manson here, and here's a commentary on the ultimate guide to personal values. I've been trying and failing to write like a definitive thing about values for years, like probably 5 years now. Values are maybe the hardest thing I've ever had to write about. Anybody who's read me for a long time or who read my dating book models know that I was talking about values even as early as like 2011, 2012. Like it just, even way back then, it intuitively occurred to me that so much of what we experience as failures of discipline, failures of will, failures of desire, failures of goals, habits, all these things, fundamentally, they are failures of our values. They're basically we perceive these kind of more superficial problems when really our problems are that we care about the wrong things. And it's funny because the first draft of Subtle Art had a really long chapter where I tried to actually like pin down what values were, how we get them, how we develop them, how they evolve. And pretty much everybody who read that draft was like, dude, this chapter is terrible. What the fuck are you going on about? And the problem was, it's just that one, values are so nebulous and abstract. It's really hard to like get a solid definition of them. And then two, because they relate to everything, you know, your emotions are a result of your values, your beliefs are a result of your values, your decisions are a result of your values, your motivation is a result of your values. Like you can describe them in any way, and you can also describe them in every way. And every way you choose to describe them also affects everything else. And so I quickly got bogged down in this endless web of psychological interactions that happened around our values. And it just made for a really terrible piece of writing. So Subtle Art came out. I mean, the stuff that I put in the Subtle Art was a little bit more shallow than I wanted it to be. I wanted that book to be a little bit deeper. But in hindsight, I think my ability, my writing ability, just wasn't quite there yet. And then my clarity and understanding of these concepts wasn't quite there yet either. Because in the years since Subtle Art, I feel like I've gotten a much stronger grasp of the values thing. And ultimately, I decided probably about a year ago, early 2018, that the website, since pretty much everything about my philosophy revolves around values, that I really needed like a definitive post on the site about values. So I decided about a year ago, it's like, all right, it's time to write something up. And I came up with, it's really funny actually, because what would happen is I'd write an outline, be like, okay, cool, that looks good. And I'd even maybe write like 500 or 1,000 words. And then I kind of set it aside. And then 4 months later, I'd forget that I started the post. And so I'd do another outline and then start writing like 500 or 1,000 words and then set it aside because it just got really fucking hard. And then eventually what happened around summer of 2018 when I was writing Everything is Fucked, I decided that to really take like 2 or 3 chapters and Everything is Fucked and just like, once and for all, like just fucking hit the values thing out of the park. And I did that. It was extremely hard. Actually the hardest chapter, you'll hear if you listen to the commentary for that book, the most difficult chapter by far in that book was the values chapter. And, that single chapter ended up taking, I mean, the whole book took about 9 months to write, and that single chapter took about 3 months to write. But I finally nailed it down, and I finally got this like 50-page definitive, like, here's my philosophical system, and here's how values interact with everything, and here's how kind of our brain is constructed. And I nailed it, and I felt great about it. But the book just like took me away from the website for most of last year. And so I'd kind of forgotten that I needed to do a post. And so early 2019, when I finished the book, I was talking to my team and I was like, oh fuck, like we still need a values post. Oh shit. And then I was like, oh, the book's coming out in a few months and fuck, like now I really need a values post. 'Cause like values are such a huge part of the new book. So I sat down and I was like, okay, cool. I'll just bang this out really quick. Forgetting how fucking hard it is to write about values. And, sure enough, I dug up both of the old outlines and combined those. I took a bunch of ideas from the book, combined those, and still it took me like, you know, most articles take me, I would say anywhere from like 1 or 2 days to like a week to write. This one took like a full 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks. It's just brutal. Like writing about this stuff is fucking brutal. And it's, and yeah, I think it's just because it's so abstract and it's so interconnected to everything else that we experience in our lives. It's so fundamental to our being, you know. It's like trying to write about consciousness. Like, how do you write about consciousness? Because every single experience is a form of consciousness. So how do you describe that? Like, you can't, because it's like the thing that you're trying to describe is the description itself. So values are kind of the same thing. It's just extremely difficult to find little quirks and tools. The last thing I'll say is the Hitler thing. It kind of kills me that I never wrote that article. You know, like that article really feels like the one that got away. Again, people who have read me for a long time know that I used to do more satire early in my career. I love doing satire. I have so much fucking fun doing satire. The problem is, first of all, the stuff that I said in the article is just the political environment today. I just don't think it would go over well. You know, if this was 6-8 years ago, I'd probably write it and I'd have a blast and we'd all laugh together. But today, I just don't think the political environment, and also like my profile these days, it's like I have to be careful about shit like that, unfortunately. But the other thing too is just starting a few years ago, people stopped responding as well to satire. I don't know if that's just, I think my core audience still loves it, but I think, you know, kind of the broader audience, it just kind of goes over their heads, or they look at me and they're like, why would you say that? So the satire thing is, I haven't done a good satire in a long time, but I miss it. I think the Hitler thing would be fucking hilarious. My original idea for the Hitler piece was to do like a podcast style interview, like a transcript of a pod, like, so like, you know, it's like Hitler goes on like, you know, Tim Ferriss's podcast or somebody like that, you know, Lewis Howe's podcast. And it's like the interviewer's like, so tell us about your morning routine, you know? And Hitler's like, oh, I wake up every morning at 5 and I think about how much I hate the Jews. And that just really inspires me. And like, I think that would be fucking hilarious. And it's, and there, like I said, there is a deeper point to kind of skewer about this obsession of efficiency and productivity in our culture, that I think, you know, it's important, but it's overemphasized. And I think the Hitler thing would be a perfect way to, kind of get at that. So if you feel strongly about it or would like to see it one day, shoot me an email, let me know. If enough people are like, fuck it, Mark, just do it. You know, maybe I'll do a members only post or something. Cause I think I'd have a ton of fun writing it. And if there are people out there who think it would be funny, then, you know, fuck it. We'll do it live.